This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The MITRE think tank, a significant supplier to the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence agencies, has announced that it is partnering with chipmaker NVIDIA to build a $20 million supercomputer. The aim of the project is to accelerate the deployment of artificial intelligence, AI, capabilities across the U.S. federal government. MITRE, a federally funded research organization, believes that this project has the potential to improve various aspects of government operations, such as Medicare and tax filing processes. MITRE's supercomputer will be located in Ashburn, V, and is expected to be operational by the end of this year. The initiative is part of the Biden administration's comprehensive push to ensure that the United States maintains its position as the world's leading AI power. To this end, President Biden signed an executive order in October of last year, which mandated the accelerated research and implementation of AI technologies across federal agencies. The executive order was prompted by China's efforts to catch up in the field of AI. MITRE, founded in 1958 as a spinoff from a Massachusetts Institute of Technology lab, is part of a network of research and development centers that were established during the early years of the Cold War. The organization's focus has been supplying surveillance, communications, and cybersecurity technologies to the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence agencies for decades. MITRE prides itself on going beyond typical IT services, with past projects including a prototype tool for hacking smartwatches and software for the FBI that can extract fingerprints from photos of suspects' hands on social media platforms. The think tank receives funding from various government departments, including defense, homeland security, commerce, and treasury, as well as agencies like the Internal Revenue Service, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Social Security Administration. With a workforce of 9,000 employees and $2.2 billion in revenue in 2022, MITRE has dedicated half of its research and development funds to AI initiatives. MITRE's planned supercomputer will utilize 256 NVIDIA graphics processing units, GPUs, with a total cost estimated at $20 million. While this is relatively small compared to some of the world's most powerful supercomputers, such as Frontier in Tennessee or Meta's proposed system, it will still surpass the capabilities of Stanford's Natural Language Processing Group. The supercomputer will be large enough to train large language models specifically tailored for government use cases. The AI sandbox created by MITRE's supercomputer will be accessible to all the federal agencies that provide funding to MITRE. This will enable these agencies to utilize AI technologies for a wide range of tasks, including command and control for the military and understanding the impact of cryptocurrency markets on the traditional banking sector. NVIDIA, as the leading designer of GPUs used for training AI models, has seen significant success in the AI industry. The company's stock price has increased by over 200% in the past year. Vice President of Federal for NVIDIA, Anthony Robbins, believes that the AI sandbox created by MITRE will be a valuable platform for the U.S. government to address various challenges, including cyber threat protection, fraud prevention, and the development of chatbots and digital assistants. MITRE's collaboration with NVIDIA is just one of many initiatives that have emerged since President Biden's executive order on AI. The government's AI push has led to increased activity from Silicon Valley giants defense contractors, and universities all vying for AI contracts. Other federal AI projects are in progress, such as the National Science Foundation's research program with partners like Amazon, Google, and OpenAI, as well as the Pentagon's exploration of generative AI applications through the Task Force LIMA program. Furthermore, the National Institute of Standards and Technology has established the U.S. AI Safety Institute to research AI risks with industry input. As the Biden administration continues to prioritize the advancement of AI technologies across government agencies, it is expected that the deployment of AI capabilities will persist throughout this decade. The aim is to ensure that the United States maintains its leadership position in AI and effectively addresses critical challenges within the public sector.